There's a big difference between teaching people in the Philippines and in the United States. In the Philippines, when I was teaching this, I was dealing with people who are already familiar with the music. Mm-hmm. In other words, even if they don't play it, they must have heard it many times. So here in the United States, you are dealing with people who never heard of the music. So it's a big difference because to the students in this country, they have never heard of Kulinta music before. So everything is so strange to their hearing, their sense of hearing, because it's traditional, something different. Whereas in the Philippines, at least, whether you are from the culture or not, you must have heard of this. For example, even people in Manila or in some parts of non-Muslim areas, they must have heard of Kulinta music. So my experience was teaching people who are part of the tradition, part of this culture. So it's easier for them to learn it. And in the Philippines, we don't have formal training of students to learn this. It's more on through exposure, or if you like to study with somebody, it's more on a tutorial basis or instruction. That's how we do it.
But I mean, your students, like, how are the reactions of the students towards Kulinta music?
In this country?
The difference between?
The students here, to me, have more curiosity, especially those who are Filipino-American students interested in knowing more about their heritage, because if you are born and raised in this country, mostly they don't know anything about their own background, their own history, their own culture, because you are born and raised here. But there are some Filipinos also whose parents train them, teach them to understand their culture and to speak the language. In the Philippines, people who are exposed in Western culture are not really interested in learning traditional music. Why? Because to them, they want to embrace something Western, something imported, rather than their own. So it is just a reverse. In this country, Filipinos are interested of knowing their own roots. In the Philippines, they are not interested in knowing their roots. They would like to know about American way of life, you know, because that's what they see on TV, you know. So to me, that's a big difference. It's more, to me, encouraging for me to teach people who are interested in knowing more about their own culture, not just learning how to play the music, but interested in knowing what this role of the music in the society, why is it performed for certain occasion, and what is the use of this type of music, because this is not just for an entertainment, it has lots and lots of other important functions in the society.